welcome and hopefully welcome back. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com, and we're going to have another companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. Three times a week, we write up a value-priced wine, and three times a week, we plug in the microphone and we talk about it. This is the first week of December 2023. We like to go a little bit upscale, you know, it's kind of party time, friends and family, neighbors and all. And this is wine that's both more of the same and something different. And what we have here is the Trading Post by Trader Joe's Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. I am not familiar of Trader Joe's ever doing a Trading Post by a Trader Joe's wine before, or any other kind of wine by Trader Joe's before. This is a $19.99 wine. In the past, it's always been when that price range has always been a diamond reserve or a platinum reserve or something when it's that price. And this one's just a brand. And I looked it up. If you ever want to know a new wine, they have to get the label approved by the California Wine COLA, whatever that stands for. I don't remember off the top of my head. But they have a registry, California Wine COLA registry, and you type in the name. And this time you have to put in Trading Post by Trader Joe's. And then it comes up to, and because this wine is vinted and bottled by Trading Post Wines, it comes up to a bottling and storage wine company who don't make wine. They just bottle wine. So that doesn't tell you much. You don't know who made the wine. In Napa Valley, the pricing of the wines go from location. The AVAs in Napa Valley are not all equal. The who the winemaker is and the reputation. I mean, that's how the wine goes up. And here we, Napa Valley is a big place, and we don't know where the grapes come from. Don't know the winemaker. Reputation. What do we have there? Well, we have Trader Joe's reputation. Last year, they had a whole bunch of single AVA Napa wines that are 1999, Oak Knoll, Rutherford. They had a whole bunch of them in November and December, and they were actually very good to excellent, really. For $20 wines, they were all worth searching out wines. I'm going to take a sip of this one. So what's going on here? Are they getting away from the reserve wines, or are they going just into brands that are going to be reoccurring? This is a reoccurring brand rather than a one-off reserve. Are they changing their wine model? I don't know. And so is this the platinum wines or diamond wines are always $40 selling for $20 kind of wines. Is this that too? Or is this a $20 wine that should be a $20 wine? And it's one of those things that's hard to say. Does it drink well? Yeah, it's really kind of does. It's really smooth. It's really smooth and sleek. There's good flavor. Not the most complex wine in the world, but then again, a $20 Napa cab's not going to be. That's why they sell in the hundreds. There's differences. But there you go, and I don't know. I was thinking, is this any better than a $15 Sonoma store brand or Columbia Valley, even Lodi or Paso Robles? And unless you do one-on-one, and that's not what we do here. We treat each wine equal and separately. It's hard to say. Is it worth buying and drinking? Yeah, I think so. Is it a bargain? I don't know. At $20, you kind of have other options. So sometimes, like, if a $10 wine is just as amazing, well, yeah, that's a bargain. Is a $20 wine that's good a bargain? I guess it is. I mean, any wine that's good and you like it and it doesn't cost a fortune is a bargain. So that's kind of existential. That's not the most important thing. I'm going to take another sip of this one. The other point is that there's nothing on the internet about this. I couldn't find a scrap of evidence about it. I mean, it's not in the Ferris Flyer. No one's talking about it. You put Trading Post by Trader Joe's. It made the stores and kind of snuck into the stores quietly. And I don't know. It's got a nice heavy-duty Napa bottle. You know, it's got the punch in the bottom where you can stick your whole thumb in there. That's to make sure that the wines are strong so you can cellar them. This is not a wine you would cellar necessarily. It was in American and French oak for 14 months, which is legit. I mean, no one takes the time. Barrels can cost $1,000 or more each, depending on the oak program and where they get it from. And if you're putting it in for 14 months, that's a lot of time and a lot of expense, and you don't do that for anything less than top quality grapes. So when you see an extended, and we don't know what the program was for the oak program, but if you see 14 months and you see that they made the effort to switch American and French oak, and they, and American and French oak, French oak has a tight grain, American oak has an oak has an open grain, and they give different flavors and they give out the oak at different rates. So they put the time in to do that. So is this a quality wine? Yeah, I'd say so. And is it $20? Yeah, try it. It's smooth and sleek and it tastes good. What else do you want from a Napa cab? And at $20, you're not going to get too many other Napa cabs for $20. So I guess all my worrying about who, what, where, and when is kind of, it's kind of mute if you like the taste. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. We're going to be doing lots of bubblies and other fancy wines coming up here because the party season's among us. It's been kind of a weird wine year. There hasn't been a lot of new wines. We're having to, this is one of the few ones I've found we're having to retaste old wines, but that's not the worst thing because vintages do change. So adios. This is Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. We'll be talking to you in a couple days, like I said, three times a week. And as things pick up, we might go to four times a week as until the end of the year. So there you go. Trading Post by Trader Joe's Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. Adios. Bye-bye.